We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Lopresti with another update here in about 27 minutes. Is Zach Gelb coming up at 2 o'clock, Horowitz?
He is, Bill.
Graceffo? Horowitz did a great Graceffo impersonation. Zach Gelb, a rising star. It's kind of like the Shawn Mendes of sports radio. We do have two huge questions of the hour you can answer off the Urban Meyer story this week. A lot of people not buying that entire press conference or the fact that he apologized to Courtney Smith 48 hours after the Dog and Pony Show in Columbus. Give me the one college football coach you trust the most currently coaching today in this country. And the one that you could never trust, that there's no way you would send your kid to play for that man. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Second question. Give me the four teams left standing that will be in the college football playoff when the season is over. In 2018, give me those four teams. Also, we saluted Calais Campbell of the Jacksonville Jaguars with one of the great statements in regards to the ongoing anthem debate in the National Football League. It was pure poetry from Calais Campbell. He is the Saturday Night Huge Show NFL Man of the Year. He tweeted out a couple days ago, "I respect the flag, the military, our police officers, and the freedoms bestowed upon me from them. I also have hope for racial equality. I don't plan to take a knee, but I don't plan to sit quietly about injustice either." Then he quoted Martin Luther King, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Well said, Calais. We've been saluting him. Also, John McCain, when you talk about people in the military and serving our country as a politician, former POW, prisoner of war, he passed away on Saturday. Anybody who stands up and is willing to defend our country and serve, no matter what you think politically, no matter if you agree or disagree, what side of the aisle you are on, you have to respect the life of John McCain from Arizona. Let's roll out to the audience. Less than an hour together. My, how time flies when we're having fun. Mike in Portland, Oregon. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, how you doing here?
Doing good, Michael.
I really don't trust any of these guys, man. I mean, you can go through right throughout college football history, man. I'm not asking a football coach to be my pastor. If you go back and look at any of these guys, from Woody Hayes to Bear Bryant, all of them got some questionable stuff in their background. I mean, you can talk about Bear Bryant and the black athletes and Alabama segregation, about him integrating the football team. You can go to Brian Kelly and Declan Sullivan and Boy on the Scissors. I guarantee you, I can go through each one of these coaches and say, that's a little bit shady. All of you, you never really know these guys, man. You know, to me, a coach that was, I don't really know him, but from what I saw, was a genuine good coach was Tom Osborne. I think he was a good guy. You don't have people like a Tom Osborne anymore. Those coaches aren't around anymore. All these guys care about is college football is big time, is big money, is big time. They care about themselves, their family, money. And they'll tell you anything. They tell these kids anything, man. They sell them on the dream. And I guarantee you, if you ask any athlete that played under any coach, somebody's going to say they did them wrong. So I really don't, you know, maybe today I may be like a Herm Edwards or a Lovie Smith, somebody like that I'll send my son to play for. But other than that, man, you never really know. You never really know these. We don't really know these guys. We just see them on TV as a coach. But you don't really know them.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call in Portland, Oregon. I think we all can look at somebody and we can kind of separate whether we think they're fake or they're real. And usually when the person doesn't change, win or lose, championship season or a 500 season, when that coach maintains who they are in an interview, in front of the media, when times are good, it's easy to look good, sound good. Everybody loves you. It's when times are bad that your character is exposed or your character stands strong. If I look across college football today, you know, Dabo at Clemson seems to be the real deal. Mark D'Antonio, his players love him. And you usually have to look for what players say and what they do when they're done playing for a coach. That's a big sign. That is a monster sign. Tom Osborne was classic, but I'm talking about coaches currently coaching today. You know, Mark Richt at Miami. I agree with the previous caller. I think he does a wonderful job. Gary Patterson's name was brought up by some listeners on 105.3 in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Mike Gundy, passionate, honest. Sometimes people take that the wrong way. And any coach who can bring back the mullet with a little business in the front and party in the back, you have to respect the guy. Sometimes the coaches who are honest, we take that as they're abrasive. Even people in our lives, a boss who's honest, a coworker, a friend who's honest, he's too honest. Really? Who doesn't want that? You know, as you look at, you know, Shaw at Stanford, I think he's wonderful. Peterson at Washington, I think he's a straight shooter. Again, from a distance, these are just impressions I get from hearing these coaches talk and also watching how they handle themselves on the sideline and how they handle themselves in a bad loss or a bad season compared to just when everybody's on the bandwagon. So join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's go to Harsha in Chicago, listening on AM 670 The Score, your radio home of the Chicago Cubs. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, glad to hear that. Am I on?
You're live on the air.
All right, sweet. Yeah, what I was going to say about the coaches in terms of untrustworthiness, we've heard a lot about Urban Meyer. Obviously, he's not a particularly trustworthy guy. But one thing that's been popping up the past week is DJ Durkin over at Maryland, who first worked a player literally to death and then appropriated $15,000 of his athletic department's funds to hire a lawyer for two other student-athletes accused of sexual assault. To me, that goes beyond the pale, and I think that that's really sort of down at its core a pretty awful thing. As far as coaches I would trust, this will be an unpopular opinion, but Nick Saban, you know, he dipped off to the Dolphins for that 1 year. But he realized that's not a thing he wants to do. He comes back. You hear all his athletes. They say all he promises them is a chance to play. And most of them come out of that program singing his praises. And, you know, he's got the trophies to show for it. College football playoffs, I don't know. It's kind of standard. Alabama, Georgia, I'm a big Badgers fan, so I'll put the Badgers in there, especially since Ohio State might go down the tubes this year. And I'm not sure. I think Clemson's got a shot at it.
Thank you, Harsha. Appreciate you listening in the Windy City on AM 670. The Score. I want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen, ops manager there at CBS Sports Radio, and The Score in Chicago. Let's travel to Ohio and Neil. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, great show, Huge.
Thank you.
Kind of a different pick for a coach I would trust. He's at the Naval Academy, Coach Ken, and I'd do a disservice if I would try to pronounce his last name. But I really like him as a person that I would like my son to play for.
And who's a coach you can't trust?
The coach that I can trust?
That you can't.
Obviously, Urban Meyer is one of them. And I'm not too fond of the fellow with West Virginia, Dana Holgorsen. But there's a long list of those fellows.
All right. Well, thank you, Neil. Appreciate you listening in Ohio. Scott in California, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Hugh. Good evening. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Scotty. How's life out west?
Oh, doing really well. Just living the life out here. The guy I would trust the most right now is David Shaw. Now, I don't know if it's the system there or the standards of academics, but, you know, what Stanford's been doing the last 5-6 years, first with Harbaugh and then him, you know, and the amount of players that they put in the NFL lately, you know, you got to trust him. Guys that I wouldn't trust, Chip Kelly, Urban Meyer, and Jim Harbaugh. And then Stanford, Clemson, Georgia, and Alabama for the Final Four. I think Stanford, they have a good shot this year. They have USC at home, Washington on the road, but I think Washington's taking a step back this year. They lost a couple good players in the NFL. And, yeah, that's all I have to say. I just, you know, right now David Shaw, I think he's one of the best coaches in football right now.
Scotty, why can't you trust Jim Harbaugh?
I'm a Niner fan. What he did to the Niners, he kind of left the organization kind of high and dry. And then right now what he's doing at Michigan, he hasn't really won anything the last couple of years, that high expectations there. But you know, he hasn't won the big game yet. And until he wins one, you just can't trust him.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for listening on KNBR there out west in the Bay Area. Jeremy in Boise, Idaho. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, man. How's life in beautiful Boise?
Oh, it's good. Weather cooled down a little bit. If we could just get the smoke out of here.
You there, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we lost you. What's on your mind?
Oh, no. I was saying, you know, I guess coaches that Brian Harsin here, he's, you know, he came into the program. He actually played at Boise State, and then he went off to Texas, and then he was at Texas State, and then came back when Peterson went up to Washington. And really, you know, he had good, successful first year, and then we kind of were in the middle. But what he's been saying, you know, he's been doing, and his guys are really a good group, and I think really he delivers. So I would consider him pretty trustworthy.
Who can't you trust in college football today as a head coach? Like, if you had a stud kid, you would not send them here to play for that guy.
I would have to say it's Chip Kelly. And just, you know, we've had a rivalry, Boise State has, with Oregon. And we actually have beat him every time. But I know he's at UCLA now. And I don't know. I think he's kind of a snake a bit.
All right, Jeremy. Thank you so much for listening out west in Idaho. To the audience, you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Our huge questions of the hour. Give me one college football coach that you could trust the most and the one that you would never trust. And then your four teams for the college football playoff. Season's underway. 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at GEICO.com. Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Lopresti with another update here in about 8 minutes. We also have had incredible conversation in connection to our two huge questions of the hour. Who's one college football coach you could trust to treat your kid the right way and mold him into being a better man? That you would say, I have no issues with my kid playing for him. And on the flip side, who would be that one coach you would never trust and send your child to play for him? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I did have somebody say Nick Saban, and we're getting a lot of that on the Twitter feed. Hey, Saban, he's one of those straight shooters. You know where you stand. It's competition. I have no problem with Saban. And then I had an Alabama listener say, well, you can't say Nebraska's in the same position. I meant that in Alabama, you don't have an NFL team, and Alabama is a school, you have Auburn. But in Nebraska, you have Creighton, right? Great basketball program, baseball program. Host the NCAA College World Series, but Nebraska football. There's no NFL team. That was my point. Some of you get antsy, and there's angst in your tweeting. Take a deep breath. Chill out. This is like sports meditation, the Saturday Night Huge Show. Back out to North America we go. Colin in Pittsburgh listening on 93.7 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, as far as a coach I trust, the first guy that came to mind was Chris Peterson in Washington, and it's just because I remember how humble he was when he was at Boise when they beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. And just while he was there, it just sounded like he had such an appreciation for what they were able to do. He really feels like he's been gifted something great, and it's not anything overly competitive where he's going to break rules. He just seems like he has a real grounded handle on where he is and what he's been able to accomplish. So I would send any kids there. It's hard to tell exactly who you wouldn't trust because 2 months ago, even a month ago, there were people that would have sworn by Urban Meyer and how quickly, you know, things can change. But in terms of guys that might bolt, you know, for the NFL or for a better job, Harbaugh and Chip Kelly both come to mind. So I don't know if I would send my kids there just because, you know, those guys could be gone, you know, less than a year while my kids were there. And four playoff teams off the cuff, I'm going to go Alabama and Clemson. I think they're the clear class of their respective conferences. I think Wisconsin has the best chance to come out of the Big Ten because they have the best chance to make the championship game. They have the much weaker division. And I'll go Stanford out of the Pac-12. I think Oklahoma is going to take a step back. And I think Stanford might be able to slip into a four spot by winning the Pac-12.
And, Colin, how many wins were the Steelers this year?
I'll go 11 wins, but still at least a 2 or 3 game cushion in the division. I think the rest of the division is real poor.
All right. Thank you so much, Colin, listening in Pittsburgh. I don't know if it's the hard knocks effect, but I'm feeling the Browns. I don't like their O-line. That's the one thing that pulses. To me, their O-line, that I love their skill position players. And I heard Aikman talking about it on the Fox Thursday debut when they were playing the Eagles. And I love Baker Mayfield, man. I do. And I love Tyrod Taylor. And I like, you know, Landry, just amazing, some of the best hands. And again, Hard Knocks, I just love that show because you really go inside these practices and teams. That is must-see TV. I think the Browns can be 8-8, 9-7. I really do. I look at the AFC, and I'm like, okay, New England is going to win that division by 3-4 games minimum. Steelers. You know, Tennessee is loaded with talent. Is Mariota ready to be the next-level guy? Derek Carr, Oakland, can they stay healthy with the Gruden effect? And I'm trying to figure out who... You know, that AFC path is there for the Browns to go, like I said, 7-9, 8-8, who knows, 9-7 even. I really believe that. And I said it before Hard Knocks. I like athletes. Whenever I look at a team, I like athletes. And I know Hugh Jackson as a head coach, Hugh just stands out to me like he should be a coordinator, not a head coach. That's my take on him, that he seems to be a straight shooter, a good guy, but he's just that head coach's office and that chair just seems to be a little bit too big for him. So we'll see. I think he'll get this year to do something, and who knows who Dorsey will turn to. But I like the Browns, at least 7 wins. High end would be 9. And I think 9-7 in the AFC might get you to the playoffs. From 0-16 to the playoffs. Believe, if you're listening on 92.3 FM in Cleveland. Let's go to JD in Shreveport, Louisiana. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Just want to let you know I love the show. I agree with almost everything, every opinion you have to say, man. just a great show you always have every week.
Yeah, thanks for the love, buddy.
But anyway, my four teams, obviously Alabama out of the SEC. I think that their defense is going to be stout as always. And with Tua possibly being starting quarterback, that's looking at 40 points a game, putting up Clemson's D-line, looking like it might be the best D-line possibly ever. So I have them in there. And then I'm also going with Michigan State, a Mark D'Antonio team, returning pretty much everybody from the year before from a 10-3 team. I think it's just too much experience, and I think they're going to come out of the Big Ten championship, get in the playoff. And then I'm going to take Oklahoma, too. I think they're going to take a step back with Baker Mayfield, but their schedule being the only teams I think they'll have a little problem with being UCLA and Texas. Other than that, I could see them possibly one loss or undefeated heading to the playoff. But thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, thank you, JD, for the love from Shreveport, Louisiana. Greg in West Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just I wanted to add to the coaches that I would trust. So I think one coach that's been getting overlooked a lot, because he's not from a very high-named school, but Pat Narduzzi from University
yes.
of Pittsburgh.
Yes, I know Pat personally, and he is a great man on and off the field.
Yeah, I know a couple former players that played for him, and they've spoke nothing but good things for him, saying he went above and beyond his job as a football coach and looked out for them in life and then looked after them for school, too. So I just felt like he was getting overlooked.
Well, thank you, Greg. I love West Virginia. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Cameron in Clemson, South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Cam. Appreciate you listening.
I want to start out by saying coaches I wouldn't trust. One is obviously Nick Saban. He's one of the most ingenuous person that I've ever listened to, heard of. After last year, the year before, he said, if you don't win your conference, you shouldn't deserve to be in the playoff. And then last year, he gets on ESPN and does his little spiel pleading for a spot in the playoff when he didn't even win his division. So that's one thing. Also, another one is Bobby Petrino. Of course, after what he did to Atlanta, then, or what he did to Louisville, then to Atlanta, and then went back to Louisville, and he had that whole motorcycle incident with that young woman.
Yeah, at Arkansas, right?
Right, Arkansas, yeah.
And now he's at Louisville. Now, who's a coach that you can trust, that you really... If your son was a five-star super stud out of high school, you'd send him to play for this coach today in a minute. Who would that be?
Well, Huge, I've got three. My number one is obviously Dabo Swinney.
Right. I love Dabo.
He's a very respectable man, a God-fearing man, and he just he loves all his players.
Okay, so who's two on your list?
Okay, two would be James Franklin.
Yeah, at Penn State. And who's three?
And that would be Bob Stoops.
Bob Stoops, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Cameron, in Clemson, South Carolina.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
We are being heard all across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. LaPresti with another update here in about 19 minutes, and then Zach Gelb. Currently is getting ready for four incredible hours of radio. One final segment with you, the audience, your huge opinions on the college football coach currently coaching today that you would trust the most with your child to play for him. And who's a college football coach today that you would never send your kid to play for? Urban Meyer front and center this week. A lot of doubt out there. Ohio State, the way they handled it, I thought three-game suspension was strong and probably just, considering that the word allegation or plural allegations was a part of this. But he only misses game day. That's great. Really threw the hammer down on Meyer. And then the second question we've been asking the audience, what four teams will be left standing when we get to the college football playoff this year? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Jason in Greenville, South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Mr. Simonson, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Jason. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for taking my call. As far as the coach that I would trust, it's kind of obviously a homer pick here, but I would have to follow the last caller here with Dabo Swinney. I've had personal dealings with him as well as professional dealings with him, and he has no reservations suspending anyone for any situation, and he runs his program like it should be run.
I agree.
Going back to the end of the 2015 season with the Orange Bowl, suspended Deion Kane and the kicker, Ahmed Lackup, and I forget the other player, just suspended him for the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. He does it the right way there in Clemson, South Carolina, Jason. And who's a college football coach that you can't trust coaching today?
Well, I mean, the easy answer right now is Urban Meyer, or you could go with Chip Kelly. But my pick is Jimbo Fisher, going back to his dealings with Jameis Winston and all of the ridiculousness that he participated in his days at Florida State, and they just protected him as much as they could. And I would not feel comfortable sending my kid to be coached by that man. I mean, we need to be able to trust these coaches to grow our kids up, not only as football players, but as men as well. And I also want to say that as a second pick for my coach that I would trust, it would be Herm Edwards.
And yeah, I'm curious about that fit with Arizona State. And, Jason, thanks for the call in Greenville, South Carolina. NFL back to college. You know, I'll be curious with her. Great motivator. And he was fantastic on television. But, man, you know, going back to college and he's running it kind of like an NFL system, I'll be curious. And they get Michigan State, I think, out in the desert in September. Let's go to Rich in South Bend, Indiana. We're a week from tonight. We'll know at this time if Notre Dame won that game against Michigan or if Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines prevailed on the road at ND. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to game day coming to town. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a big Saturday in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, but I would say there's six good days a year in South Bend, and they're all the home games that we got.
You like ND over Michigan a week from tonight?
Well, I would hope to like them. Yes, I do. I sure hope they will, but we'll see. We'll see which quarterback we get. Because if he plays up to what we saw flashes of, I think we're going to have a great year. But if he plays to his inconsistencies as last year, then we might have some trouble.
All right. Coach you trust in college football today. The one coach you trust.
You know what, and this is, I mean, probably nobody's going to say this, but and it could be a little homer because I know him, but Mike Sanford at Western Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. And then who's a coach you never could trust in college football today?
Well, I go with the popular pick is Urban Meyer, but I'm going to go with Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech.
Really? You think he's shady?
I do. I mean, the whole. I remember watching Baker Mayfield's first game as a walk-on. I mean, he just tore up, and then the trust that was, I guess, mishandled. I mean, probably on both parts. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd trust my kid going there.
All right. Well, Rich, thank you. Enjoy game day a week from today. Notre Dame hosting Michigan. That will be 7:30 p.m. in South Bend. 1 week from tonight, actually, it will be 6 days because officially we're into a Sunday here on the East Coast. Speaking of Michigan, let's go to Charlie, who's listening in Michigan. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, thanks for having me on. The coaches I would trust would obviously be Herm Edwards, Chris Peterson, Jim Harbaugh. The shady coaches are obviously Chip Kelly, Jimbo Fisher, who I call Jimbo Shrimp, and obviously Urban Meyer. My final four is Alabama, Washington, Michigan, and Clemson. Thanks for having me on, Huge.
All right, thanks, Charlie. And one thing about people ripping on Jimbo, did I just see, was it during a high school game on TV today, that Jimbo Fisher has a top recruiting class right now?
It's all hype, man. I didn't like him from Florida State, and I just think
right. He's I know he still can recruit. Thank you so much, Charlie, in Michigan. Yeah, I mean, you may not like him, but these guys can recruit. You know, they can convince a mom, dad, uncle, grandma, you know, send your kid to Texas A&M now. It's the greatest school, not Florida State anymore. Texas A&M is the greatest school. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Steve in New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge, thanks for having me on.
No problem.
One coach that I would trust, and I haven't heard his name thrown out a lot, is Steve Adazio over at Boston College. I know when he was over at Temple, there was nothing but good things there, and I know he left Temple on a good note. And that's one. It's a smaller school, but I would definitely send my kid there and say, go play for this guy. He's going to get you in the right direction.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you listening in New Hampshire. Comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Phil Cook, who's listening in Wasilla, Alaska, he tweets, coach I would send my son to is Ken Nimitalo at Navy. Did I even come close to that name, Grisefo? You think I did?
Ken Niematalolo, Bill.
I knew what the one guy said earlier, the caller said Coach Ken. And I should have stuck with him. So say it, Grisefo. A, I can't believe you could put that many syllables together. Say that name.
Ken Niematalolo.
Niematalolo. Ken Niematalolo. It's actually not that hard.
It's a lot of syllables, man. It's, you know, it's a lot of vowels. It's
well,
a lot
you know,
of
Phil's
letters.
Listening in Alaska, and he says, I would send my son to play for Ken Niematalolo.
Niematalolo. Niematalolo.
Niematalolo. I got it.
Boom.
Boom. Niematalolo. Welcome back.
Nailed it.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio's presentation of Live Pronunciations. Now your host, James Grisefo.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Phil Cook in Wasilla, Alaska, tweeting at Saturday Huge. The White Mamba from Wisconsin tweets at Saturday Huge, Paul Christ, and I'll never be able to trust Bobby Petrino. He's a snake. Gussie Three Names is listening in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. College football coach I trust the most, Bill Snyder. He's basically everyone's grandfather. Runner-up is Mike Gundy because he has that mullet. And that tells me he's real. Coach I trust the least is Jimbo Fisher, and it's not even close. Your huge opinions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Steve in Michigan, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, Steve. Where are you listening right now?
I'm in St. Clair Shores right now. I'd like to talk about the coach that I would trust the most.
Who is it?
I'd have to go with Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, oh, just another grandfather-type coach at Iowa.
I mean, he's beaten Lloyd Carr. He's beaten Brady Hoke. He's beaten everybody. You know, I think he's beaten Harbaugh, too. However, the reason why is because, I mean, his tenure there, I mean, I remember watching him as a young kid growing up, and I mean, the longevity, you cannot
deny that. You know what I mean?
Who's a coach you can't trust in college football today?
Well, I hate to say in the Big Ten, but I have to say Urban Meyer as well. You know, so, I mean, according to Title IX, you know, he should have been fired, but that's neither here nor there. I'll give my final four in the college playoff, though.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I'm going to say the Spartans, although I don't like it, but they're going to make it there this year. They're going to win the Big Ten. Washington is going to win the Pac-12. Obviously, Alabama will probably win, and hopefully Clemson goes away with it, because I think Dabo Sweeney should be the next Lions coach.
All right, well, Steve, thanks for listening in beautiful St. Clair Shores, Michigan. Let's grab our final caller of the night, Gerald in Houston, Texas. He's locked in on AM 610 here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, how are you doing? I'm always happy to speak with you.
Same here, buddy.
Allow me to say something. I have noticed, and I'm 66 years old, that all these coaches that you speak of, they start off well until money gets involved. You're paying $10 to $12 million a year. Who do you think they're responsible for, themselves, the university, or taking your son and making him a man out of him like they did at one time? They leave one university, go to another university. Everyone is looking for the big paycheck. It's just too much money in this line of milk and honey to these coaches for them to care about the student athlete.
Gerald, you always have a good opinion. It also sounds like you have some theme music behind you, but thanks for listening on AM 610 in Houston. It's like he was talking. Did you hear that, Horowitz and Graceffa? Like he had his own theme music.
Yeah, there was some music playing in the background.
Yeah, like he's delivering
strange.
Like he's delivering a huge opinion. I mean, he sounds like Mr. Smooth. Like he should be a late-night DJ. Speaking of late nights, Zach Gelb's coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Want to thank Horowitz, Graceffo, Chris Lopresti, and all of you for your huge opinions. 24/7, you can stay in touch at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.